The other major trial that we'll be conducting, again, as an ECOG-driven trial, but through the breast cancer intergroup, will be a trial that will be looking at metastatic HER2-positive population. And this trial, which is fairly far along in development and which we hope will be beginning early next year, will be a frontline HER2-positive trial that will randomize patients either to receive carboplatin plus paclitaxel plus trastuzumab or the same plus bevacizumab. And this is based upon a large body of preclinical data suggesting that there might be synergistic activity between bevacizumab and trastuzumab, and that indeed that HER2 positivity is upstream of VEGF production in HER2-positive breast cancer cells. We have a small amount of phase 1 data merging into phase 2 data from the UCLA group suggesting this is hopefully a relatively safe approach. We have certainly the widespread use of the carboplatin, paclitaxel, trastuzumab regimen for patients with metastatic breast cancer. So this randomized controlled trial will be looking at HER2-positive patients to see whether or not we can make the next leap forward in that setting.
What do we know about the bevacizumab-trastuzumab combination, particularly the study that's being done at UCLA?
Well, the UCLA's data set that we have to date is a phase 1 data set, and that was a relatively small study of approximately 9 patients in which patients received the combination of the two agents, not, I might add, in the presence of chemotherapy, but just the two alone. In those first 9 patients, there were no obvious safety signals other than what we might have expected with the two agents. And there appeared to be a decent response rate. 5 of the first 9 patients had either a partial or a complete response, and additional patients had prolonged stabilization of disease. So one would certainly look on this, albeit with fairly tiny numbers, as a very promising approach to the treatment of HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer. The same group has taken the phase 1 trial into a larger phase 2 trial, but we do not yet have publicly available data on it.